From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. releases Osama bin Laden's papers. The documents were recovered during the raid in Pakistan that killed the al-Qaeda leader. The material includes personal letters, a list of English-language books recovered from his compound, think tank studies, technical manuals, and materials published by other militant groups. President Barack Obama said Wednesday that global climate change poses immediate risks to U.S. national security by increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crises. The president told new graduates at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, that the effects of climate change will have an impact on how the military defends the United States. One soldier was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third term. Meanwhile, President Nkurunziza has signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. Hillary Hewler has more.
The elections were originally scheduled for May 26th, but with Burundi still in a state of political crisis, they've now been postponed until the following week. Presidential spokesman Willy Nyamitwe says that the delay is at least partly a response to both domestic and international pressure. Nyamitwe says there's been no decision on whether or not to delay presidential elections scheduled to be held June 26th. Hillary Hewler, Nairobi.
The Islamic State has apparently captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces had withdrawn from nearly the entire city by late Wednesday after heavy fighting. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement. He also said Iran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. Five of the world's largest banks face around $5.7 billion in penalties for illegally colluding to manipulate prices in currency exchanges. Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland admitted violating antitrust laws. Loretta Lynch is the U.S. Attorney General.
These four banks have acknowledged their role in this conspiracy and committed to changing their corporate cultures starting at the highest levels. They've also agreed to pay criminal fines totaling more than $2.5 billion.
A fifth bank, UBS, faces penalties for manipulating a key interest rate. Some of the fines were imposed by the U.S. Federal Reserve and officials in Britain. European Union countries are locked in an increasingly bitter battle over proposals to set quotas for accepting asylum seekers and other migrants fleeing Africa and the Middle East. Lisa Bryant reports.
After agreeing on tough new measures this week to fight illegal migration at sea, the 28-member European Union is not very unified on welcoming asylum seekers at home. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi of Italy, which is struggling to cope with a surge of migrants crossing the Mediterranean, has accused other European countries of trying to ignore the crisis. The European Commission has proposed setting quotas for member states to accept refugee seekers, so countries like Italy, Greece, and Malta, which are on the front lines of the Mediterranean migration crisis, don't have to shoulder all the burden. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday following a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, countries that have been reluctant to help migrants. Joe Lowry is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
It's incumbent on every country and all the international organizations represented in this region to assist, because this is not just between one country or two countries.
Joe Lowry. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank appear unlikely to raise the key interest rate in June, as some analysts had expected. Notes from the most recent meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve shows officials trying to make sense of disappointing economic data that show the economy growing more slowly than expected and inflation remaining lower than they consider ideal. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.